the distance. My father is no longer sure of who I am. He doesn't understand me even knowing people like King or Bobo or Osvaldo. He wonders what else he doesn't know. That is why I take the films of myself. I want to know who I am. I want to know the road to panic that I took. I want to look at myself 1,000 times to look for one true image. When Miss O'Brien looked at me after we had won the case, what did she see that caused her to turn away? What did she see?
Remember how Mr. Sawicki said that to make an honest film, a person needs to be honest? I wonder if that's what Steve's doing now, filming himself in search of clues about who he is and whether or not he is an honest person. So that's Steve Harmon's story. The author, Walter Dean Myers, has left us with a lot of questions about Steve's character. He didn't just tell us that Steve was innocent and put on trial by mistake. And he doesn't come right out and say that Steve helped out during the holdup, so when Mr. Nesbitt was murdered, he was also responsible. He lets us read Steve's journal and the screenplay and decide for ourselves. As a reader, I think it's exciting to have to figure stuff out instead of having the author give me all the answers. So who do you think Steve Harmon is? And how do you think Steve's experiences will affect his future? Whether or not he was innocent, I hope he'll become his own man now and stay away from people like James King and Bobo Evans. He's fortunate enough to get a second chance. Now it's up to him to decide what he'll do with it and what he'll become. Thanks for reading with us.
Monster.